I'm a senior at Cesar Chavez High in San Francisco's Sunny Mission District, and that makes me one of the most surveilled people in the world. My name is Marcus Yallow, but back when this story starts, I was going by W1N5T0N, pronounced Winston. Not pronounced W1N5T0N, unless you're a clueless disciplinary officer who's far enough behind the curve that you still call the internet the information superhighway. I know just such a clueless person, and his name is Fred Benson, one of three vice principals at Cesar Chavez. He's a sucking chest wound of a human being, but if you're going to have a jailer, better a clueless one than one who's really on the ball.
Marcus Yallow,
he said over the PA one Friday morning. The PA isn't very good to begin with, and when you combine that with Benson's habitual mumble, you get something that sounds more like someone struggling to digest a bad burrito than a school announcement. But human beings are good at picking their names out of audio confusion. It's a survival trait. I grabbed my bag and folded my laptop three-quarters shut. I didn't want to blow my downloads. And got ready for the inevitable.
Report to the administration office immediately.
My social studies teacher, Mrs. Galvez, rolled her eyes at me, and I rolled my eyes back at her. The man was always coming down on me. Just because I go through school firewalls like wet Kleenex, spoof the gate recognition software, and nuke the snitch chips they track us with. Galvez is a good type, anyway. Never holds that against me. Especially when I'm helping get with her webmail so she can talk to her brother who's stationed in Iraq. My boy Daryl gave me a smack on the ass as I walked past. I've known Daryl since we were still in diapers and escaping from play school, and I've been getting him into and out of trouble the whole time. I raised my arms over my head like a prize fighter and made my exit from social studies and began the perp walk to the office. I was halfway there when my phone went. That was another no-no. Phones are muy prohibido at Chavez High, but why should that stop me? I ducked into the toilet and shut myself in the middle stall. The farthest stall is always grossest because so many people head straight for it, hoping to escape the smell and the squick. The smart money and good hygiene is down the middle. I checked the phone. My home PC had sent it an email to tell it that there was something new up on Harajuku Fun Madness, which happens to be the best game ever invented. I grinned. Spending Fridays at school was to suck anyway, and I was glad of the excuse to make my escape. I ambled the rest of the way to Benson's office and tossed him a wave as I sailed through the door.
If it isn't W1N5T0N, he said.
Frederick Benson. Social Security number 545-03-2343. Date of birth, August 15th, 1962. Mother's maiden name, Debona. Hometown, Petaluma. Is a lot taller than me. I'm a runty 5'8", while he stands 6'7", and his college basketball days are far enough behind him that his chest muscles have turned into saggy man boobs that were painfully obvious through his freebie.com polo shirts. He always looks like he's about to slam dunk your ass, and he's really into raising his voice for dramatic effect. Both these start to lose their efficacy with repeated application.
Sorry. Nope, I said. I never heard of this R2-D2 character of yours.
W1N5T0N, he said, spelling it out again.
He gave me a hairy eyeball and waited for me to wilt. Of course it was my handle, and had been for years. It was the identity I used when I was posting on message boards where I was making my contributions to the field of applied security research. You know, like sneaking out of school and disabling the mind tracer on my phone. But he didn't know that this was my handle. Only a small number of people did, and I trusted them all to the end of the earth.
Not ringing any bells, I said.
I'd done some pretty cool stuff around school using that handle. I was very proud of my work on snitch tag killers, and if he could link the two identities, I'd be in trouble.
No one at school ever called me W1N5T0N or even Winston, not even my pals. It was Marcus or nothing. Benson settled down behind his desk and tapped his class ring nervously on his blotter. He did this whenever things started to go bad for him. Poker players call stuff like this a tell, something that lets you know what's going on in the other guy's head. I knew Benson's tells backwards and forwards.
Marcus, I hope you realize how serious this is.
I will just as soon as you explain what this is, sir. I always say sir to authority figures when I'm messing with them. It's my own tell.